This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Shinzo Abe, the former Japanese prime minister who was assassinated Friday, had a connection to one of Colorado's congressional leaders. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette is a leader of the Congressional Study Group on Japan, an international effort that connected her with Shinzo Abe more than 15 years ago. She described Abe's murder as surprising for a nation where gun violence is extremely rare.
It's so out of character for Japan. That's why I was so shocked.
DeGette knew Abe and his wife. Since his death, she's been reaching out to Japan's Consul General in Denver and members of the nation's legislature.
Unfortunately, in the U.S., we have a lot more experience with these kinds of activities than they do in Japan, so I think they'll be looking to us for at least some friendship.
Abe was campaigning for a candidate ahead of Japan's elections on Sunday. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado State University Pueblo is opening a new institute to study transportation infrastructure for the state and the nation. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The new Southern Colorado Institute of Transportation Technology will conduct research on challenges and opportunities around the state's road and rail infrastructure, among other things. It will also dole out competitive grants to businesses that are testing new transportation technologies. The Institute will work with other research universities across the nation to figure out new ways of getting people around and will be a resource for lawmakers working on the issue. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
At Denver International Airport, parking rates are going up this month. Travelers can expect to pay $1 to $2 more starting Friday. Airport officials say the new rates will cover the parking lot's rising operating costs. The last time parking rates went up was in 2019. Another person died on Lake Pueblo Saturday after a boating accident. It was the second death at Lake Pueblo in 3 days, raising concerns that this could be a record year for drowning deaths in Colorado. There have been close to 24 drowning deaths so far in 2022. The state's highest one-year total is 34. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.